Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Caught slipping, not where you want to be this weekend. If you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail. And here at Janae and Golic Jr., Mike Golic Jr. and Janae Agumake, who are presented by Progressive Insurance, with guests that are going to join us on the Shell Pennzoil Perform. How am I still going back to that? The Goodyear hotline right now. My
push
big
ups,
dumb self.
Headstand.
I owe headstand. Something around here. Fines for going out here and being a big dummy. Getting caught slipping, going into Valentine's weekend. Not where you want to be right now.
Oh, why? It's because you're a Libra. That's why.
That is. Listen, you laugh about that. It is written in the stars. And as you get ready to go into this weekend, either trying to end a relationship that you have been a part of or trying to make sure that it survives this weekend. If you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail. Janae, yep. You know this. If you really have someone on your heart, you are going to have this weekend locked up if it is of value to you, and you're going to have things prepared.
I mean, I feel like that's the truth. As women, that's how we're built. But I feel like guys, y'all just be forgetting all of the time. And there's certain ones out there, like yourself, Junior. I sort of get those vibes. If we're talking about zodiac signs, like I sort of get this vibes that like you're probably good with holidays and complimenting women. I mean, you have a woman as a host, so like you put us first. I appreciate you, bro. But I'm just gonna say this before we get to, you know, obviously the situation with JJ Watt being released by the Texans.
Oh no.
I'm going to say this. This show, talking about love, we also talk a lot about The Bachelor. And I was very disturbed, but not really, that my dream last night, I was a contestant on Bachelor Pad. Like, that was what I dreamt last night. Like, I was, but it was more like the athlete mindset. And I just remember that Matt James was in my episode. And it was, like, on a beach. And I was just like, man, we talk about The Bachelor way too much.
It was on a beach. So you were a Bachelor in Paradise in that one. You picked the best version of the franchise.
I guess I was in Bachelor in Paradise. And I remember I made Matt James breakfast. Like, I made him breakfast.
Wow. That's all I remember. So it's getting pretty serious.
Clearly, in my head. All right? In my head.
It's impressive. Listen, Matt James, friend of the show. What'd you make him for breakfast? These are all the important questions we've got to ask around here before we get to J.J. Watt and these things. Is what did you make Matt James for breakfast in your dream?
Don't say grits.
Okay. Definitely not grits, bro. I can't run him off. Okay? That's like once you married, okay? I made him an omelet, and I think it had feta cheese inside, a salmon, and then I don't know why there were beans, like red beans. I think it was because we talked about Popeye's beans with Shannon, and it was hilarious. So that was the breakfast that I made. And this is what happens, y'all. I drink, like, if I eat right before I go to sleep, and I had Sonic last night, the tater tots and the strawberry slush, that's exactly what happens. My dreams go crazy, and that was The Bachelor in Paradise, as we found out.
Man, I'm so proud of you right now, Janae. This is a big moment for the show. Talking about bachelor dreams and tater tots for dinner. That is an exceptional time.
Oh, gosh.
Time.
I've been doing this too much. That's horrible. Oh, dear.
That's why we love you around here. Janae and Golic Jr. is brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. And so while Janae was eating tater tots and dreaming about serving the bachelor breakfast, which, by the way, it sounds like you went ham in the kitchen, so bravo in the beach setting, too. That is impressive.
Yeah. I put my foot in it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Confirmed. You put your foot in that one. Big time. But, Janae, as we transition from that back to some semblance of reality, the Houston Texans did release J.J. Watt today, which kind of feels like a big move here as we're talking about breakups. Although this one, according to J.J. Watt, who went to Twitter, tried to put this in his own words to the fans, to the city that had meant him so much, indicated that this is one of the rare instances, we think, of the mutual breakup.
I wanted to do this on video. As opposed to putting out a statement or doing a press conference or anything like that, because I want you guys to hear it directly from me. I want to speak directly to you and the city of Houston so you can hear the words straight from my mouth. I have sat down with the McNair family, and I have asked them for my release, and we have mutually agreed to part ways at this time.
Janae, part of me was interested in the fact that he said he wanted you to hear it from his mouth, and certainly the relationship he has with this city and the kind of guy JJ has always been, it feels like he would want to address this himself. But just hearing it phrased like that and knowing the distrust that appears right now between the front office, Cal McNair, Jack Easterby, and the players, part of me was also like, man, I wonder if JJ was worried about the way that this would be presented by a franchise that does not seem to have the trust of its players right now.
And I think that's smart that he said from his own words, speaking directly to the fans, and you could just sort of feel the emotion because Houston has been home for him. But that's sort of, you know, as we spin it forward, Junior, where do you think he goes from here? Because I think, do we have the odds? Packers, Steelers, Bucks, Browns, Titans, there are a number of teams that could be, you know, potentially seeking his talents. And, you know, the way I narrowed it down, Junior, was teams obviously with cap space, right? teams. You wouldn't leave in this situation unless you want to be with a contender, because he hasn't won a Super Bowl. And, of course, teams that need to bolster their pass rush. So do you see any teams that sort of will be shooting their shot for J.J. Watt?
Yes, and to be known, we can also ask you the answer to that question at ESPN Radio, part of our weekend preview. We want to know what you think the best landing spot is for J.J. Watt, and we have the Steelers up there with his brothers, the Packers, his hometown team, the Browns or other that you can check in on there. And right now, the Steelers holding a 0.4% edge over the Green Bay Packers in that. But, Janae, I look at this and say it feels like the Steelers, who are a little bit cap-strapped right now, at this point in time, they're, I think, a little too far over.
$30 million over the cap.
For my comfort
$30 million
level.
Over the cap.
So they're in a tough spot right there, as are the Green Bay Packers, who are about $28 million over the cap right now. Janae, I would look at and be interested a lot in the Cleveland Browns. $21 million of cap space about, and you look at last year, 15th in the league in sacks with 38, 14th in pass rush win weight. That's a tough one. Pass rush win rate.
Pass rush win rate.
Seth Walder and company in the ESPN analytics department, we need a better, more concise name for that.
Thank you. Please.
All that is to say, though, Chiney, that is a team in the Cleveland Browns. It was a playoff team this year that, you know, I understand Patrick Mahomes was injured, but made a compelling game with the Chiefs in the postseason and looks like they're set up to go forward on a positive trajectory on a defense that's already got a bell cow. You've got Myles Garrett there. You've got your bona fide stud as a pass rusher. J.J. Watt in that kind of environment, I think most metrics and most eyes would indicate could still be productive there if he's not asked to be the main guy anymore. And I think Cleveland could be a fascinating landing spot that's within reach here because they are technically a contender, which is what J.J. is going to want.
Yes, the PRWR. I feel like that's way easier, right? Thanks, Cliff. I think he would make a terrifying tandem with Myles Garrett. And so I think the Browns probably realistically are a better option. And in the Midwest, you're closer to what a lot of people have said. His wife, Keely May. Is it O'Hay? May? Keely May?
O'Hay.
O'Hay. There we go. In Chicago, where she plays with the Red Stars, like a lot of people probably sort of pointed there. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how the personal ties, you know, was TJ that tweeted, you know, that gif of, was it The Rock? That
yes.
was like, hey, come on over. So it's going to be interesting to see how the personal ties sort of dictate this situation. And you made a really good point, Junior, in our pre-show meeting. Can you talk about how this could happen anytime soon?
Well, yeah, this is the other interesting part is that after J.J. Watt clears here after being released, clears waivers, he's going to be immediately eligible to get signed by a team. He's not bound by that March 17th new league year. I believe I saw our own Field Yates on Twitter putting that out there. And so we're going to get to watch this happen in real time right now. And J.J. Watt's number was big. There's a reason that this was going to probably always be something talked about in Houston with $17.5 million not guaranteed coming up this next year. But I think at a decent number, which is going to make it tough for Pittsburgh, who might not have that room, at a decent number, I think he's a really great option for some of these teams. The Bills, who are only about $1.8 million over the cap and were similarly middle of the pack in sacks during last season. And we saw that's going to be the difference. If you're on the AFC side, Janae, you're going up against, I understand people think, no, they're so much more beatable now. The Kansas City Chiefs, when their line is healthy, are going to be the pick every year out of that conference. And if you're looking to get past them, you're going to have to do it with a pass rush that can get home before.
Very true. And I should have said Keely Watt because they're married. He secured it. One of the best power couples we've seen out there. Goals. Hashtag goals.
Big time goals in that spot. But speaking of that, ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. The goal for all of us, I feel like as human beings, is to be heard, is to be valued. Coming up next, how much of that should apply to NFL quarterbacks and their franchises? And why we need only look back as recently as Sunday as to why valuing and hearing the people in your organization might work out well for you. That's next.
Janae
Angola Jr. here on ESPN Radio.
Janae Angola Jr., the podcast.
It's Janae Angola Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Janae Agwumike, reminding you to tune in tomorrow for college basketball action. Ohio State's hosting Indiana. Coverage begins at 11:30 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. And Janae, we've spent a lot of today talking about J.J. Watt, his release from the Texans, and a lot of people immediately go to Deshaun Watson. They want to compare him side by side, try and figure out why one situation a player gets what he wants and the player doesn't. You and I have both acknowledged it's a lot more complicated. These situations couldn't be different. And a lot of that is because the power, the influence, and the importance of the quarterback position in the modern NFL, especially a young one as talented as Deshaun Watson. This is where it gets interesting. We've had a lot of conversations about empowerment for athletes, especially in the NFL now.
That was a theme this week.
It was a theme for basically the entire week, is how these players have taken their own futures into account. You and I would both agree this is basically a universal good, because we come from locker rooms. We're former players. We tend to skew that way all the time. It's not surprising to anybody.
And you're preventing problems by incorporating the players' voices before they're too little, too late. And we're hearing this with Russell Wilson, you know, at the start of the week with his rumblings, and now it's ending with Deshaun Watson after JJ's release.
Exactly. So you've got all these situations that we've kind of kept in balance. You've had Russell Wilson speaking out more than we're ever used to hearing from Russell Wilson himself personally. Aaron Rodgers after the season was over, and really going back to last year, his dissatisfaction with the Packers not going and getting weapons, and certainly Deshaun Watson. But it's a reminder, as we talk about coming from locker rooms, it's not a monolith. Not everyone feels the same way about all of these subjects, and we have to hear everyone's opinion on these things. Tim Hasselbeck, our colleague here, former NFL quarterback and ESPN NFL analyst, was on Get Up earlier today. And he was talking about what we've seen right now, quarterbacks and the level of power they can and should have inside organizations. Here's what he had to say.
My feelings on this one, I think, are different than a lot of players in that, you know, I think, you know, quarterbacks, the face of the franchise, they certainly have a lot of influence. People should value their opinions because they're a valuable piece, you know, of the franchises. But look, there's also an element too of like, what's the track record to be upset about, you know, hiring a head coach? Like, how many quarterbacks have a great track record of deciding who the head coach should be, or who a quarterback coach should be, or who offensive coordinator should be? Look, they're not asking him to tape ankles. He's not a trainer. They're asking him to play quarterback. They're not asking him to be the head coach of a football team. I think there's an element where a lot of these quarterbacks have gotten over their skis a bit in terms of what their influence should be, you know, in terms of, you know, making big decisions inside the organization.
Chinay Angola Jr. here on ESPN Radio. And Chinay, I feel like now, conversely, we're kind of getting over our skis and estimating just how much the quarterbacks in these spots are asking for. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And when it comes to Deshaun Watson, all he was asking for is a little input. And the crazy thing is, if they took his input when it came to the hiring and at least just looked transparent by bringing the guy in, you probably could have salvaged a lot here. But instead, you kept moving. And unfortunately, a lot of these problems started leaving, like in the sense that, all right, like these problems, people are looking for greener pastures. A lot of their president just left, their equipment manager, their vice president of communications. And so if there's an issue and there's this flight, it just is really difficult to see why someone else wouldn't want that too. And today, the latest is J.J. Watt, and Deshaun has been echoing this sentiment. And it's all the same thing. It comes down to, and they're all saying the same thing. It comes down to the foundation, and it's a communication thing. It's not a football thing. And I feel like if you're trying to do something with the best foot forward, the least you can do is honor that with a sense of transparency. And the Houston Texans have not done that. And that's why a lot of people are leaving. But it's hard for Deshaun because he's tied and tethered there based on his talents and based on his contract.
And based on his contract, the large sum of money they played him. And you and Tim acknowledge the same thing. He's played a lot of money to play quarterback there, which indicates that Houston knows how valuable he is at that spot. The same way Green Bay has shown financially how valuable Aaron Rodgers is to that spot, the same way the Seahawks have shown financially how valuable Russell Wilson is to that spot. And I look at these spots and say, what are they asking for that's really that out of bounds in this spot? Deshaun Watson was told, hey, you'd have some input on this process, and clearly that wasn't true. He was just asking to have his voice heard, not to dictate the terms. What did Russell Wilson say? I want to be protected a little more. As a quarterback who's been hit as much as Russell Wilson, is that not a very human desire, and one that is a highly valued asset your franchise would think is a good idea? What did Aaron Rodgers want? More good people to throw the football to at that spot. And after going out winning an MVP this season, doesn't Aaron Rodgers, who has made more receivers than maybe anyone in the NFL, probably have an inclination of that? I mean, hell, we got to look back to Sunday to see an example of a team where Bruce Arians shouted at everyone, shouted at Bill Belichick, I let Tom Brady coach. Tom Brady wanted to do this, I let him do that because I trust my quarterback. Hell, we all said when Antonio Brown got brought over there, as much as we may have disagreed with it, that it seemed to be done largely because it made Tom comfortable. And the last two Super Bowl champions seem to be doing pretty well because their quarterbacks feel comfortable, valued, and heard on matters that are very important to all of those elements, like who they throw to and who they block. It's not like they're asking Chiné to go in here and dictate the DBs they bring in
Thank you.
Who they sign as the next GM.
It's a small ask in the sense that, hey, we want to be moving forward together. And we know this as athletes. And this is hilarious because I'm bringing on Paul George because there was a tough decision made between the Clippers organization. Remember, Paul George, the reason why Doc Rivers had to leave was because he said, man, like the scheme that Doc Rivers sort of had me in, I'm not a pin down guy. And the franchise made a tough decision, listened to their star player. And Paul George is back to being, you know, that playoff caliber player we've seen so far for the Clippers, even though he's been out with injury. So it shows that, like, even though those decisions are hard, having input is very important because it looks like the Philadelphia Sixers are better for having Doc Rivers and Paul George is better for having a situation with Ty Lue that sort of works better for his offense. This is just natural growing pains and processes for great championship caliber teams. And it's funny because when we come to the NFL, we heard it from Russell Wilson. We heard it from, you know, Aaron Rodgers. We heard it from Tom Brady and we're hearing it from Deshaun Watson. And a lot of those guys, they deserve that at least courtesy to be a part of basically the process and planning moving forward based on their on-field success. To me, it's no question.
It would be. It seems like it should be no question, Chiné, because again, based on what you're paying them, you have indicated how valuable they are, and so why would keeping your valuable asset not only happy, but with their expertise in this area a part of the process makes an overwhelming amount of sense.
Okay, let me just say this one more time. Deshaun Watson set career highs this season in nearly every passing category. He just set the single season franchise record in passing yards, passing touchdowns, had a career low 7 interceptions on a 4-12 team and became the 11th player in NFL history to complete at least 70% of his passes in a single season. That deserves more say. Okay, period. That's it. He's making lemonade out of lemons. Shoot, that's like sparkling lemonade. That's like San Pellegrino level, like really good.
That man, I'm going to say, that man turned water to wine in most instances there. And yet the response and the strategy this offseason has been, you know how we get the best out of our players? Bleep you. I'll burn everything I want to the ground and you will show up because we have paid you money to show up. But that is not what we need to say for J.J. Watt anymore. J.J. Watt has been released by the Texans. J.J. Watt is going to be on the move now. And so to try and find a home for a stud D lineman, let's talk to a stud D lineman and see where the best fit looks like next after this word from Body Armor.
Oh, putting a Magic Mike to the side. It's Chiné the Stallion now on deck here for Body Armor Light to help you achieve your fitness goals this year. Today, I worked out with my big sis on the Pilates Megaformer, and now my body post-workout feels like a transformer. And I always had my Body Armor to keep me going. Now, Body Armor Light is a low-calorie sports drink hydrating your active lifestyle in flavors like berry punch and coconut. It has no artificial sweeteners, no sugar added, and only 20 calories per 16-ounce bottle. Athletes like Diana Taurasi, the White Mamba, Donovan Mitchell, Spida, and Megan Rapinoe, World Cup champ, use Body Armor Light to stay hydrated, so why not give it a try? From now until April 30th, buy $20 of any Body Armor product and earn $10 in fitness cash to select fitness retailers nationwide. Learn more at bacommittofit.com. That's bacommittofit.com. Now, from Watt to Watson, what does J.J. Watt's release mean for the Houston quarterback? We will ask a former Texas player right after this on Chiné and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live. Come get some good love in on ESPN Plus.
Chiné and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Now, getting out of Houston seems to be in vogue right now. The question is, where are we going? Where is J.J. Watt going to land? Chiné and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio, Mike Golic Jr. and Chiné Agumake. We're going to try and get that answer in just a second from our friend Marcus Spears, who is going to be joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. But we are also about a search for the truth on this show, Chiné. We are trying to make sure that we are putting out only the correct information and we are getting any sort of misinformation out of the way. That's what we're about here. And so that's why we want to welcome our friend Marcus Spears in, because Marcus actually had to dispel some truth on Instagram not too long ago, because Wendy Williams has been out in the news a lot right now, and apparently
love her.
Wendy Williams was supposedly trying to be set up with someone named Marcus Spears, but not our Marcus Spears, not Marcus Spears that you see on NFL Live, not our ESPN NFL analyst, and so Marcus actually took to Instagram to get the truth straight, to set it straight on here, and here's how it sounded.
Yo, what up? Let me put this out here right now. So I got direct messages, people hitting me up like, that was not me that Wendy Williams was referring to. That was Marcus Spears, that played in the NFL, share the same name, from Louisiana, Northwestern legend. He putting it out there, shooting this shot for Wendy Williams. Not me. Happily married, 14 years, 3 beautiful children. Swagoo is taken, okay? Wendy Williams was not referring to me. So the ones in the DM, no, I'm not going to save you, not be your Superman. Thank you for saying I'm cute, all of that. But please discontinue that and find the right IG page. Not this Marcus Spears. I can see how that could be confusing. So let me clear it up. Happily married.
So speaking of shooting your shot, 888-729-3776. Coming up, if you want to shoot your shot for J.J. Watt's services for your team, for Deshaun Watson, 888-729-3776. We'll do that in about 10 minutes. But, Marcus, we appreciate the time, man. Have the internet streets calmed down since you put out the truth here on IG?
Brother, it was so crazy, man. I mean, listen, tonight, I don't want to get in y'all business. Are y'all both single?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Listen, I can't imagine the things y'all deal with. Like, my experience with my direct messages after that preceded me asking Wendy Williams out on a date was unbelievable. I had so many women in my DMs talking about, you single, you know, what's up, you cute. I'm like, hold on, what is all of this? What is happening? So then I eventually saw the clip. My wife played it for me after I let that after I did that message, and I was like, wow, this is crazy. But truth be told, I've been mixed up with Marcus Spears more than once. So I understood where it was coming from after figuring out, you know, what had happened. But I wanted to make sure everybody knew that Aisha Spears is my wife. And I'm good. Mm. I ain't trying to holler at nobody. I don't want nothing to do with no other woman in that regard, because mine is enough. All right, that's it.
There we go. Set them straight. I love it. I love that you discovered the crazy abyss that are DMs, because you found out real quick that big boys need love too, okay? And it's Marcus Spears, ESPN NFL analyst here, also one of the co-hosts of NFL Live. And speaking of big boys needing love, especially looking ahead to Valentine's Day, J.J. Watt released by the Texans. Which team will give him love? What do you think are some potential landing spots for him?
Well, obviously the initial thought, it's Pittsburgh, because he has a chance to play with his brothers, right? Like, that's the feel-good part of it. Obviously, I think J.J. is looking for a contender. I'm not sure if money is the motivation. I think it's the rings. I think it's an opportunity to play for a championship. And me personally, I put him with Kansas City. We all watch the game. We all understand football. Kansas City could use some help in their pass rush. They also could use that veteran presence. We've seen the type of impact Tyrann Mathieu had on that defense. And some things were exposed. Like, everybody's talking about the offensive line. Some things were exposed about their defense as well. They didn't hold up well enough against the run. Didn't get enough pressure on Tom Brady outside of Chris Jones and Frank Clark getting there a couple of times. So I think that add for him would be great. Now, with a caveat, right? Like, we know all teams have things that they need to do in the offseason in order to get themselves in the right situation. Kansas City, to me, has been that team that has made the bold moves. Outside of the Rams, it's been Kansas City bringing in Tyrann Mathieu, bringing in Le'Veon Bell, bringing in Terrell Suggs a couple years ago to help them in a playoff run. So it's not far-fetched to think that the Super Bowl contenders would make their play at J.J. Watt if the money works out.
Talking to Marcus Spears with us here, our ESPN NFL analyst, former NFL defensive lineman with the Cowboys, with the Ravens. And Marcus, to that end, you've been around locker rooms, you've been around this league and covered it in a long time as a player and as an analyst now, and you've seen the way quarterbacks have slowly gotten more and more influence and so much power in these franchises. In your mind, because the topic came up today and we heard it talked about, how much influence should a quarterback have on the decisions made inside of an organization like Seattle, like Houston, like Green Bay?
Well, you know, first let's talk about the real issue. Like, and this is not to me, you know, how the times we live in. This ain't about a black quarterback being involved in the conversation. This is about quarterbacks, white or black or whatever nationality you are. If you've been deemed the face of the franchise, if you've put in work, if you've sacrificed in order for your team to be better, if you've elevated people around you, if you've dealt with the turmoil and non-winning in an organization or a franchise, you should want a seat at the table. That should be something that, y'all, legit. I had to ask Dan Orlovsky when we were on NFL Live, why, like, I was under the impression that that was a given, that if you have a tenured guy that's played at a high level, you would ask him about personnel decisions. You would ask him philosophically, what type of coach would you want to have? What type of offense do you want to be in? Like, I thought that was a given. Like, it really surprised me that this came out, that there's potentially quarterbacks not having input. Russell Wilson talked about it. Aaron Rodgers alluded to it when he talked about guys that they need to get re-signed and what they need to do. And obviously, Deshaun wanting input and not feeling like he was given that opportunity. So I just don't it blew my mind. I think they should. And input doesn't mean they're hiring the coach. It doesn't mean that they're putting, like, it's their plan that they're trying to put in place. But you would think that the rapport between star quarterback, franchise guy, you in a transition where you're getting a new coach, you would think that you would have those guys at least have a conversation about what the direction of the offense and how do they want to go about doing things. To me, that just blows my mind. And for Deshaun Watson or any other quarterback that's earned that juice and played to that level and have been in a franchise and represented it the right way, for them not to be a part of that process, to me, is asinine when you think about how much the future of the franchise lies at the feet of the quarterback. That's crazy to me, y'all. I don't know if it's crazy to everybody else, but it's crazy to me that that wouldn't be something that teams sought out if they had guys that they deemed franchise guys and that they wanted around.
Considering how well it worked out for the last two Super Bowl champions, Marcus, I couldn't agree more with you. Everybody, make sure you check out NFL Live each and every day at 4 Eastern here on ESPN. You'll see Marcus there, and stay out of his DMs while he does it, all right? We appreciate your time, Marcus. We'll talk to you soon, all right, man?
All right, family. Y'all take care. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Yes,
great.
Sir.
Marcus Spears, our Marcus Spears. Stay out of his DMs with us on the Goodyear Hotline. But 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN. You can slide into our DMs. You can get on the Goodyear Hotline with us and shoot your shot. Pitch why your team should be the next landing spot for J.J. Watt, for Deshaun Watson, or for another NFL star that you see on the move. We'll do that next. Janae Gold Jr. here on ESPN Radio.
Janae Angola Jr., the podcast.
Happy Tay Day to everybody. We're getting re-released all up out here. 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN. If you want to shoot your shot on behalf of J.J. Watt, Deshaun Watson, the NFL players we're seeing come up this offseason. It's Janae Gold Jr. here on ESPN Radio, Mike Gold Jr. and Janae Gwumuke. By the way, while you're hanging out here, make sure you go check out First Take, Her Take, hosted by our very own Janae Gwumuke, Charlie Arnold, Kimberly A. Martin. Podcast going to give you great sports debates, plenty of great life advice. All of this, new episodes dropping every Wednesday wherever you get your podcasts. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Janae, I feel like you guys would have been a hit for the Valentine's Day podcast, too. The way you've been talking out here about dreams that you have had here. We're going to go into a DM reading later on from Janae Gwumuke.
No. Oh, it's not a DM. It's a text. This is real personal.
This is a full-blown text to let everyone know how it is, the signs that she just may not be that into you. But
I am future.
Janae is bringing toxic energy to a relationship near you. Do not play. I'm going to say, you guys think she's just the first overall pick in the WNBA. No. This is in life. You got to come correct if you are going to take a shot.
I'm a sweetheart. Right, I'm nice.
It's a savage is more like it around here. Now, speaking
classy,
of
bougie, ratchet. Keep going.
Shoot your shot with us. Stay out of Marcus Spears' DMs.
No, yes. I'm not going to save you.
Stay out of RDMs right now and shoot your shot here. Let's go to the phone lines, 888-729-3776. J.J. Watt released by the Texans. Where should he land next? Let's go to Sean in Kansas. I got a hunch here. Sean, you're on Chenan Golic Jr. Who should be making a run for J.J.?
Hey, Sean. Yeah, he would fit in well with the Chiefs. I mean, so would Deshaun Watson, but Patrick Holmes is already there. So
that's fair.
I think we'll just go ahead and keep him.
Probably a smart move on that one. I'd say Keeman Pat's good, but Chenae, Marcus Spears was the one who came on, and I saw him tweeted earlier, our ESPN NFL analyst, that he thinks KC would be a good spot, title contender every year, and certainly that D-line got pushed around a lot against Tampa Bay.
True. True. The rich could get richer, and I feel like that's the way you can bolster your run at a Super Bowl next year. So that was funny, but you're right. Like, based on the city, we sort of knew where he was going.
Yeah, had a feeling on that one here. This one could be a little more ambiguous. Let's go to John in Indiana. John, you're on Chenan Golic Jr. Where should J.J. Watt's next home be?
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. And first of all, you guys are the absolute greatest sports talk show, not just for ESPN, but on the radio. Love you guys.
Yeah.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Hey,
we love you too.
So right now, this would be the perfect opportunity for my Chicago Bears to somehow make a trade Khalil Mack over to Houston, bring in Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson can be the Michael Jordan of our football team for the greatest quarterback that Chicago ever had. Not only that, let's figure out some way to get J.J. Watt. I know he's probably nearing the end of his career, but let's bring him into the monsters of the Midway and allow him to be one of the greatest defensive players to play for our defense, which is known for the defensive, you know, side of the ball. But let's bring them both in. Let's make that happen some way, somehow, just to save.
John, I appreciate that. It's a great idea, and we appreciate the kind words on the front end of that. We are not immune to flattery around here. But, Chenae, I think there he said, and that was what I'm always interested in, is how far are Chicago fans willing to go to right the wrongs of that draft where they drafted Mitchell Trubisky at two instead of Deshaun Watson? Trading Khalil Mack, Chenae, that sounds pretty rich, but if it means Deshaun coming into town, it feels like there may be no price too high.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, this actually spurred my thought that you said earlier. What we haven't talked about, one of the teams that you sort of identified earlier, the Denver Broncos.
I am so glad, and I heard Jeremy Fowler bring this up this morning on Get Up. I believe that of the teams Deshaun Watson is reportedly interested in, he mentioned the Denver Broncos as one of them. And you and I talked about this, Denver being a spot where not really set with Drew Lock there at quarterback right now, a bit uncertain last year, but all the weapons that showed up around there last season that are only going to get healthier. An offensive line that started to perform better. A defense that might be in transition a little bit, but under a defensive head coach, you feel pretty good about. And what do they need those draft picks for in the first round anyway? It's not like they were finding quality quarterback play there. Do what you did before, bring in a proven vet from the outside, and prosper yet again. It feels
that was
like.
Fun. I'm glad people are shooting their shot because it feels healthy, especially based on what we sort of want. Free Deshaun.
Yes,
true. Well, I want that.
Listen, I think anyone of sound mind and body looks at what the Texans are doing right now. You would know this, born and raised around there, and says, no, we need to get that man to a place that is going to love him the right way. Now, coming up next, though, we will get back to J.J. Watt, his way out of Houston, and certainly what that's going to mean for him going forward. Let's check in with the city and find out what the reaction on the ground is to this quarterback battle next on ESPN Radio.